for those of us who are unaware, let's just say on the face of it, on the positive side of these ones, what do these financial programs supposedly aim to do for kids?
Well, on the surface, what they aim to do and what the intent is that they teach children good savings habits. So, you know, the habit of putting some money away for a rainy day or for later on in life. Basically, that's it.
What are some of the concerns, however, that have been now raised about these programs?
Well, I think one of the biggest concerns is the idea that most people don't ever change banks throughout their lives. So there's research that says, you know, about 40% of the population stick with the same bank for the rest of their lives. So the issue with that is that these corporates are coming into schools, their branding is all over their, you know, the products, and they're getting these customers, lifelong customers, that they could be using down the track to sell credit cards to, personal loans, mortgages, because people are simply loyal, I guess, to the big banks, but unfortunately that loyalty is not really reciprocated.
I must admit, and I've been saying this throughout the morning as we've been talking about this program, I myself am one of the people that was completely sucked in. I remember making these deposits when I was probably about 7-8 years old. I still have that exact same account. I've never changed from the Commonwealth Bank after being enrolled in the Dolomites program.
And you're not alone. I have a colleague here at the university who has a PhD, and he's in the same position. He still has his same Commonwealth Bank account. Look, there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. I think the issue is that corporates don't really have a place in schools. Having the account is not really educational. It's not really teaching fiscal responsibility or financial literacy. It's basically luring, I guess, these kids into having these lifelong accounts with this one bank.
Do we have some other suggestions for promoting fiscal responsibility, literacy in kids, apart from these bank-run schemes?
Most definitely. I mean, the bank schemes don't actually teach financial literacy because financial literacy is all about making critical decisions around anything to do with money. So, you know, the place where that fits really well is in our mathematics classrooms, for one thing. So, you know, money is obviously number and mathematics, and our curriculum actually does direct us to teach a little bit about budgeting, for example, a little bit about understanding interest rates and compound interest, and we can do that in really nice ways. We can actually teach about financial literacy by giving kids practical activities. So, you know, something as simple as, you know, when teachers are planning classroom excursions, to get kids involved in the planning and the thinking around that, to use everyday life situations. Banking doesn't really teach that. In fact, you know, the actual act of putting coins or cash into a bank account doesn't really reflect how we bank anyway.
There does seem to be a bit of a hole, a bit of a gap in a lot of people's understanding, and this is a criticism that I see often crop up amongst young people that come out of high school and the like, not understanding how to do taxes, not really understanding how to meet the conditions of loans and such. I mean, this seems like a fair hole in our education system right now.
Yeah, I agree. I think what I've been pushing for in the last few years while I've been researching financial literacy is that we actually need a bigger place for those concepts in our curriculum, particularly in our mathematics curriculum, because it seems like the perfect opportunity to help kids understand the relevance of mathematics while teaching them really important life skills.
Is there some other countries or other programs that are running that we could perhaps take some hints on to implement in a larger scale?
Look, I think we're doing really well in Australia compared to other countries, to be honest. But I think we do need to lobby, you know, for a greater presence, I think, of financial literacy, because it is so critical. I mean, it's a make or break situation with people. You know, if they don't understand it early on in life, it sets them up for failure later on. So it's a huge responsibility for educators, and perhaps we need to work on the educators first, because we can't always assume that our teachers or parents of children have good financial literacy.
Well, Catherine, do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Catherine Attard, Associate Professor in Mathematics Education at Western Sydney University, speaking with us about some of the concerns and some perhaps alternatives to financial literacy programs, bank-run financial literacy programs in our schools. Like I say, got their hooks into me, and I've never wriggled off that hook in all the time I've been a banking adult. I'm not all that great with the financial side of things, and you know, put that down to whatever you like, but certainly it wasn't something that I covered a great deal of in school.